A reading from the Book of Kings. The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream and said, "Ask what you would like me to give you." Solomon replied, "Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in succession to David, my father. But I am a very young man, unskilled in leadership. Your servant finds himself in the midst of this people of yours that you have chosen, a people so many, its numbers cannot be counted or reckoned. Give your servant a heart to understand how to discern between good and evil. For who could govern this people of yours that is so great?" It pleased the Lord that Solomon should have asked for this. "Since you have asked for this," the Lord said, "and not asked for a long life for yourself, or riches, or the lives of your enemies, but have asked for a discerning judgment for yourself here and now, I do what you ask. I give you a heart wise and shrewd as none before you has had, and none will have after you." The word of the Lord.
Lord, how I love your law. Lord, how I love your law. My part I have resolved, O Lord, is to obey your word. The law from your mouth means more to me than silver and gold. Lord, how I love your law. Let your love be ready to console me by your promise to your servant. Let your love come to me and I shall live, for your law is my delight. Lord, how I love your law. That is why I love your commands more than finest gold. That is why I rule my life by your precepts. I hate false ways. Lord, how I love your law. Your will is wonderful indeed, therefore I obey it. The unfolding of your word gives light and teaches the simple. Lord, how I love your law.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. God intended us to become true images of his Son. We know that by turning everything to their good, God cooperates with all those who love him, with all those that he has called according to his purpose. They are the ones he chose specially long ago and intended to become true images of his Son, so that his Son might be the eldest of many brothers. He called those he intended for this, those he called he justified, and with those he justified he shared his glory. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowd, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which someone has found. He hides it again, goes off happy, sells everything he owns, and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he finds one of great value, he goes and sells everything he owns and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet cast into the sea that brings in the haul of all kinds. When it is full, the fishermen haul it in to the shore. Then, sitting down, they collect the good ones in the basket and throw away those that are not of any use. This is how it will be at the end of time. The angels will appear and separate the wicked from the just, to throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and grinding of teeth. Have you understood all this? They said, yes. And he said to them, well then, every scribe who becomes a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out from his storeroom things both new and old. The Gospel of the Lord.
All the readings of today teach us that accepting Jesus as our God and Savior and sacrificing everything in life to do the will of God are equivalent to discovering and possessing the most valuable treasure and a pearl of great price. The first reading tells us how the young King Solomon opted for the great treasure of accepting God to rule in his life by doing God's will. That is why he asked God for an understanding heart to distinguish right from wrong, so that he might govern the people properly. In the second reading, Paul teaches that God is calling us through various stages of spiritual growth, like predestination, call, justification, and glorification. It is our duty to cooperate with God's grace to grow into personal relationship with Jesus, our greatest treasures. In the Gospel of today, we are presented with three parables. Jesus compares the kingdom of God to a treasure hidden in a field, to a pearl of great value, and to a net thrown in the sea, collecting all types of fish. In the first parable, the kingdom of God is compared to a buried treasure. The one who finds the treasure sells all that he or she has to purchase the field where it is buried. We must remember that in early days, the ordinary persons could not avail the facilities of banks, and burying the valuable things in the ground was a possible alternative. Palestine was a land of political unrest, frequent battles, foreign invasion encouraged people of Palestine to bury their treasures like money and jewelry in their fields. Because of some war or some other unforeseen calamity, they might have to leave the place and not able to take their belongings with them. Sometimes unclaimed and forgotten, the hidden treasures await some lucky finder. What many do not realize is that the treasure buried in the field legally belongs to the owner of the field and not belong to the finder. Therefore, the person who finds it sells everything and purchases the land in order to become its owner. So this parable teaches that there must be a total detachment from all that one has in order to attach oneself to the kingdom and to its value. Secondly, Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven to a merchant searching for the finest pearl. When the merchant finds the finest pearl, he sells all he has to possess it. The parable of the pearl makes the point that the sacrifice of everything must be made for this one thing of immense value. Those who have not sacrificed everything for it will not have this treasure and will come to know how much they have lost. And what is common between these two parables, the parable of the hidden treasure and the parable of the pearl, is that the attitude of those who found it, attitude of the people who found it, when they recognize the value of the treasure, the pearl, that is the kingdom of God, they sell everything to possess it. They sacrifice everything. They are ready to bear any cost to possess it. Both men didn't bargain over the price when they found their treasure. Neither did they complain about the cost of their purchases. Their friends might have mocked at them, saying, "What happened to these guys?" But their actions would have been considered foolish by the world. Whatever expenses or sacrifices they made were insignificant when compared to what they gained. A slight difference also has been pointed out between these two stories. In the first, the man was not actually looking for a treasure, but the treasure was found by chance. The pearl in the second parable was found after a diligent search. The man was on the lookout for the pearl of great price. So what does it mean? So these are two different ways by which God is revealed to man, or people find the kingdom of God, different ways. For some, God is revealed to through ordinary life situation, merely by chance. For others, by diligent search or by careful discernment. So no matter which way one finds it, what is important and necessary is the wisdom to recognize the surpassing worth of the kingdom of God and be part of it. So these parables reminds us that the most precious things in life are to know God and to live according to the gospel. The treasures, the pearls of lasting value, are the things of God. What the parable really teaches is that when discovers Jesus and his vision of life, everything else in his life becomes secondary. That is what St. Paul meant when he said in letter to Philippians, chapter 3, verse 8, "I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as refuse in order that I may gain Christ. He continues again, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. The message of today to us Christians is your faith, your Christian living, your closeness to God, the treasure of your life? Are you willing to risk everything for these treasures? Most of the time, we are chasing false treasures such as money, status, or pleasure. Let us remember that God's kingdom, the gospel, our faith are the pearl and the treasures that we have to find and keep. Let the Lord make you rich with these treasures and pearls.